Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian National Library Perpusnas strengthened its role in global literacy diplomacy by actively participating in the 2025 International Federation of Library Associations and Institutions World Library and Information Congress, or IFLAWLIC, in Kazakhstan, coinciding with Indonesia's 80th Independence Day celebrations. Reported by RRI.co.id, the delegation's presence highlighted Indonesia's commitment to advancing literacy, cultural heritage, and international collaboration in the field of librarianship. On August 17, Joko Santoso, Secretary General of the National Library of Indonesia, emphasized that Indonesia's participation in the Congress was a strategic effort to strengthen international networks and promote literacy as a fundamental part of national development. Five rising stars from Indonesia's junior swimming team are preparing to make their mark on the world stage, with the first ever World Aquatics Junior Swimming Championship set to kick off in Otopeni, Romania from August the 19th until the 24th. As reported by AntaraNews.com, the Indonesian junior swimming team arrived in Romania on Sunday, August the 17th, after a Friday, August the 15th departure from Indonesia. Coach Albert Cristiadi Sotanto on Monday, August the 18th, said the athletes are quite enthusiastic about facing the competition, which is the first World Junior Championships for all of them. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau dapat membuatku maafkan salahmu, dan kini kau ulangi salahmu, ya itu saja. Kecewa ku dibuatmu terluka karena sifatmu. Kini ku tak mampu bertahan lagi. Ku akui dirimu pernah berarti, dan memang hidupku hampa tanpamu, namun lebih baik ku sendiri. Simpan saja rasa di hatimu, sudah lupakan hasratku, tak lagi untuk saling bercinta, sudah sampai. Simpan saja rasa di hatimu, hasratku, tak lagi untuk saling mencinta, sudah sampai
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Of Indonesia.
Today's Music Corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Abadi yang ku petik untuknya.
Indonesia.
Now let's talk about the friendly countries of Indonesia. If earlier I've mentioned about Indonesia's second phase in airdropping the humanitarian aid for the people in Palestine. In the meantime, the president of Palestine, Mahmoud Abbas, on Monday, August the 18th, according to internet.com, released a decree to form a committee whose duty is to formulate a temporary constitution, which is a part of a transition move from the Palestinian Authority into a fully established nation. And the decree also inaugurated the committee as a legal basis or legal reference to formulate the temporary constitution that is in line with the with their independence declaration 1988, international law, UN resolution, and also human rights convention and other related agreements. And the president of Palestine also appointed 17 members of the committee, and they also have the subcommittee or technical subcommittee to handle specific stuffs. And from the Palestine, we will move to another friendly country of Indonesia, but you gotta listen to this one first. We have Gigi with 11 January.
Selalu dimiliki bertahun menjalani bersamamu, ku nyatakan bahwa engkaulah jiwaku, akulah penjagamu, akulah pelindungmu, akulah pendampingmu di setiap langkah-langkahmu. Pernah ku menyakiti hatimu, kau melupakan janji ini, semua karena kita ini manusia. Akulah penjagamu, akulah pelindungmu, akulah pendampingmu di setiap langkah-langkahmu. Kau bawa diriku ke dalam
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So if you're here, we talk about Palestine. Now we are talking about our friends in Pakistan, because we got a lot of listeners from Pakistan. So as reported, we got a little bit of overview about the flood that is happening in Pakistan. As reported by AntaraNews.com, that the flash flood that hits the province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa in Pakistan has caused a spike in casualties, which in total, until it was reported by Antara on Monday, there are 670 people losing their lives, and the search and rescue operations is still ongoing. And the head of National Disaster Management Agency, Lieutenant General Inam Haider, in a press conference in Islamabad on Monday, said that 1,000 people were also wounded in incidents related to the heavy rain and flood across the nation since June the 26th. And until now, according to Inam, the authorities keep trying to clean the roads and restore power or electricity in districts that is hit by the flood by deploying soldiers or the army and supported by volunteers across the nation. So thoughts and prayers for our friends in Pakistan. We wish that everybody who are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Pakistan are safe, and we wish that everybody stay strong, because we also believe that this also will pass. And now, special for friends in Pakistan and also across the globe who are experiencing something bad today, we got a very nice song from Indonesia by Bondan Prakoso featuring Fade to Black titled Ya Sudahlah. It's a song about it's not ignoring the problem that we have, but we gotta realize that there's something that we cannot control, and what we can do about it is to move on from that. So here you go, Bondan Prakoso featuring Fade to Black, Ya Sudahlah.
Ketika mimpimu yang begitu indah tak pernah terwujud, ya sudahlah. Saat kau berlari mengejar anganmu dan tak pernah sampai, ya sudahlah. Apapun yang terjadi, ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Janganlah kau bersedih, 'cause everything's gonna be okay. Yo, satu dari sekian kemungkinan kau jatuh tanpa ada harapan. Saat itu raga ku persembahkan, yo, sama jiwa, cinta dan harapan.
Kita sambung satu persatu sebab akibat, tapi tenanglah, mata hati kita akan lihat menuntun ke arah mata angin bahagia. Kau dan aku tahu jalan selalu ada.
Aku tahu lagi problem akan terus menerjang bagi deras ombak yang menabrak karang. Namun ku tahu kau mampu untuk tetap tenang. Hadapi ini bersama aku,
kau berharap keramahan cinta tak pernah kau dapat. Ya sudahlah, yeah, dengar ku bernyanyi. La 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 la, hey ya 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 ya, da du da 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 du di da. Semua ini belum berarti apapun yang terjadi.
Whatever happens, we'll always be here, and everything will be okay. And of course, the Voice of Indonesia will always be in here with you. And the next one will be a story about Kampung Naga, a village, a traditional village that sadly recently, because of some people, we cannot do any kind of vlogging inside the village anymore because a lot of people misunderstand about it. So that you will not misunderstood this very specific place, you gotta listen to the story. Stay tuned on Edelman Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. akan tutup jalan. Rapatkan jiwamu
yang tenang di sisiku.
Rebahkan rasa
hey, untuk yang ditunggu.
Bahagia
apapun yang terjadi, ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Janganlah kau bersedih, 'cause everything's gonna be okay.
Voice of Indonesia. We are
today's sound.
The people are lovely. I really enjoyed to talk to the women, although I didn't understand them. It was fun to talk to them, and yeah, even to talk by hands and feet, and it was very funny.
Kampung Naga is a village where culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or taboo successfully removes curiosity of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of valley, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ijat. He is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. Generous smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini
it takes 500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijat explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus. Kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is still shaped with injuk leaves and it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call tilt building is like our body because the shape is like there is head, middle part and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the regional government without we ask. Apparently Ijad knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service Head.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para
as it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, bali or meeting place kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ijad then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya. Kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau diarahkan.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual 6 times a year, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha Islamic Sacrifice Day, Isra Mikraj ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kunchen or Kampung Head. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga.
Everything sendiri, has seperti mandate ini, like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go through forest, but it is pamali. and that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word Pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word Pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony, clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Taboo things are also applied in days and months. There are three taboo days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The taboo days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in taboo days and months, like Ijad explains.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Isra Mikraj, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.
Cintaku telah di ujung jalan. Setiap kata dari bibirku kadang tak sama dalam hatiku. Tersenyum dalam hati menangis. Cintaku telah di ujung jalan. Aku sangat mengenalmu. Aku juga cintaimu. Tapi kau tak pernah ada pengertian. Aku sedih, kau tak mau tahu. Aku sangat mengenalmu. Dulu kau tak begitu. Kau bintang di hatiku, jadilah yang ku mau. Senang, ku sedih, kau ada denganku. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mengerti kau apa adanya. Begitu pun ku mau darimu. Kau tahu rasanya diabaikan. Cintaku telah di ujung jalan. Aku sangat mengenalmu. Aku juga cintaimu. Tapi kau tak pernah ada pengertian. Ku senang, ku sedih.
Bogor, there are many interesting tourism destinations. If you are a lover of water tourism, the Terrace Tepus Valley Waterfall can be your next tourism destination. Tepus Valley is located within the Mount Halimun Salak National Park area. You will feel the cool air and shady forest trees around the Tepus Valley Waterfall. The location of this valley is in Pasir Rengit, Gunung Sari, Bogor Regency, West Jawa. The distance from the Tepus Valley from Bogor City is about 30 kilometers and takes about 1 hour 30 minutes. For a vacation to Tepus Valley, you will be charged 10,000 rupiah. Parking rates for motorbikes are 5,000 rupiah and 10,000 rupiah for cars. The Tepus Valley waterfall is not too high, only a few meters. The waterfall has a terrace counter. These levels are formed naturally. Tepus Valley also has typical mountain water, which is clean, clear, and turquoise in color. The water is accommodated in a pool made of natural rock. You can enjoy the freshness of the Tepus Valley water by soaking in the water pool. If you don't want to play in the water, you can take selfies at this waterfall. This destination has provided several spots that can be used as photo backgrounds for visitors. You can also relax and enjoy the atmosphere around the beautiful Tepus Valley with cool air. In the Tepus Valley, you can also camp. There is a camping ground provided for tourists. Tepus Valley has quite complete tourism facilities, namely prayer rooms, toilets, gazebos, and food stalls. Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs. As the title means mother and father, the song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asks for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Cari akan